There's a challenge going around the internet that I stumbled upon the other day. It asks a very simple question. Who are you? You just have to introduce yourself. Simple enough. Who are you? But there are some rules to it. I am Chris. Can't use your name. Okay. I am Ren's dad and Amanda's spouse. Nope. You can't use a relationship. I am a priest. Can't use your job. I am an American of Irish and Swedish descent. Still no, you can't use your culture or geographic region. I am white. Nope, can't use your race. I am a man. You can't use your gender identity or sexual orientation. I am giving this sermon. Still no. Nope. You can't use things that you've done or things that you are doing. It's not so simple anymore, is it? So who are you? But you have to answer without using your name, your relationships, your job, culture, gender identity, sexual orientation, or things that you have done. So just think about it. Who are you? It's hard, this question, with all of these rules, because it bars us from using any of the identifiers that we normally would use. It takes away the markers of how most of us think about ourselves. But are any of those things actually who we are? Of course, when you put them all together, they point towards some sort of a semblance of an identity. But at the end of the day, we are not our names. We are not our jobs. Not anything else on that list. So if we're not those things, who are we? Well, I'm very glad you all asked. In our gospel today, we hear Luke's version of Jesus' baptism. It's similar to the one that we get in Matthew and in Mark, except, of course, where things differ significantly. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized, yep, that's it. That's all we hear of the actual baptism. In others, the spotlight is on Jesus and what Jesus was doing, but not in Luke. The others point to the amazing occurrences that happened simultaneously with the baptism. There were birds flying down and a voice from heaven booming. It's all very public. And the focus is solely on Jesus. But what we hear today is different. All we know is that at some point, people were baptized, and Jesus was baptized along with them. We don't know anything else. We don't even know who did the baptism. Could have been John the Baptist. But just for spoilers, in Luke's story, John has already been imprisoned by this point. He actually gets jailed in the middle of our lectionary reading for today, which they conveniently cut out for us. We do get this part about the Holy Spirit in the bodily form of a dove descending on Jesus, but it's not when he's coming up out of the water. No, today it happens after all of the baptizing is over. It happens while Jesus is off and praying. Then and only then does the Holy Spirit come to him, and a voice from heaven says, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." As one theologian has put it, it's only in the aftermath of his baptism that Jesus discovers who he is. When I was an undergrad, I had a friend who happened to be an evangelical Christian, and one day we were talking about baptism. Totally normal topic for college freshmen. She said she hadn't been baptized yet. As someone who has grown up in traditions where it was far more common to baptize an infant than an adult, I was taken a bit aback. "Why?" I blurted out. This is what she said. "Well, I only get one. And this is going to rid me of all of my sins. So I've got to make it count. And I just really don't think I am done sinning yet. So I'll wait until then." If that were true, then I think we would all be waiting a very, very long time and probably never get baptized at all. This theology also happened to be from the same church that taught that once you accepted Jesus and said a specific prayer asking him into your heart, that was it. You were saved and had nothing else to do. You had no need to clothe the naked or to feed the hungry. Of course, you could if you wanted to, but you've already won the game. You don't need to work at it anymore. But that's not how this all works. It didn't work that way with Jesus, nor does it work that way with any of the rest of us. Baptism is just the beginning. For Jesus, it began the confirmation of his identity and the start of his earthly ministry. And I say start here very specifically because that's just what it was. For the rest of his life on earth, Jesus grew into that identity. His ministry shaping who he was, and who he was shaping his ministry. These moments of baptism and prayer and the descent of the Holy Spirit empower Jesus to go out and to live into who he is called to be. And who is that? Who is Jesus? God's Son. Sorry, that's a relationship. Beloved by God. Oh, now we're getting somewhere. Well-pleasing. Absolutely. These are who Jesus is. And it's the same for each one of us. Whether a child or an adult or anything in between, our baptism begins a journey. It's a journey that confirms for us and everyone around us that we are loved by God. That who we are, exactly as we are, is loved and cherished. And then we spend the rest of our time on earth living fully out and fully into who God has created us to be. Whatever your name, relationships, job, culture, gender identity, sexual orientation, or things you have done, God loves you. God is well pleased with you. That has been confirmed. Now you just need to love it. Share it with the world. See that truth in others too.